Their eyes met, and the anguish in his made her own fill with tears.
She isn't here. David's voice was raw. That's why. There's a cemetery on Bentley's family farm, in Woodford County. I asked him to take her. We can go there later in the spring. Oh, Nora, please, you are breaking my heart.
Nora closed her eyes then, feeling something drain out of her at the thought of an infant, her daughter being lowered into the cold March earth. Her arms holding Paul were stiff and steady, but the rest of her felt liquid, as if she too might flow away into the ditches and disappear with the snow. David was right, she thought. She didn't want to know this. When he climbed the steps and put his arm around her shoulders, she nodded, and they walked together across the empty parking lot into the fading light. He secured the car seat. He drove them carefully, methodically home. They carried Paul across the front porch and through the door, and they put him sleeping in his room. It had brought her a measure of comfort, the way David had taken care of everything, the way he'd taken care of her. And she had not argued with him again about her wish to see their daughter. But now she dreamed every night of lost things. Paul had fallen asleep. Beyond the window, dogwood branches, cluttered with new buds, moved against the paling indigo sky. Nora turned, shifted Paul to her other breast, and closed her eyes again, drifting. She woke suddenly to dampness, crying, sunlight full in the room. Her breasts were already filling again. It had been 3 hours. She sat, feeling heavy, weighted, the flesh of her stomach so loose it pooled whenever she lay down, her breasts stiff and swollen with milk, her joints still aching from the birth. In the hall, the floorboards creaked beneath her. On the changing table, Paul cried louder, turning an angry mottled red. She stripped off his damp clothes, his soaked cotton diaper. His skin was so delicate, his legs as scrawny and reddened as plucked chicken wings. At the edge of her mind, her lost daughter hovered, watchful, silent. She swabbed Paul's umbilical cord with alcohol, threw the diaper in the pail to soak, then dressed him again.
"Sweet baby," she murmured, lifting him. "Little love," she said, and carried him downstairs.
In the living room, the blinds were still closed, the curtains drawn. Nora made her way to the comfortable leather chair in the corner, opening her robe. Her milk rose up again with its own irresistible tidal rhythms, a force so powerful it seemed to wash away everything she had been before.
"I wake to sleep," she thought, settling back,
troubled because she could not remember who had written this.